I'm Mike Stewart. I'm the manager of horticultural services for Consolidated Citrus in South Central Florida. We have 27,000 acres. We're down from 52,000 acres probably 5 or 6 years ago. As a result of some sales of properties, but primarily loss has been from devastating disease, citrus greening disease. It's a systemic bacterial disease that's vectored by a small insect, the Asian citrus psyllid. We have the Asian strain of the disease in Florida. It does cause the death of the tree generally within 4 or 5, 6 years. The fruit will become small and lopsided and develops a bitter, salty taste, so it's unusable for human consumption.
How long does it take for a tree to show symptoms after it has been affected?
That's one of the obstacles in controlling this disease. It has a long latent period of symptom expression. Trees can commonly be infected for as much as 2 to 3 years before you see any visual symptoms. And it is infected. The psyllid can feed on it and transmit the disease, but you don't know that it's infected. Florida growers have, along with government money, we've spent $80 million to date on research. Right now we're working on means of preventing transmission, either by attacking the psyllid, or some people see it as the ultimate goal is to develop a resistant tree. You know, we're looking at everything.
How has it affected production so far?
Overall, our production was down about 15% year to year last year, and right now we're 14% under that year to date. One grove is down 35% from last season, so it's having a devastating effect on us. At the same time that our production costs have doubled in the last 4 to 5 years. One of the management schemes for trying to survive this disease, to buy time until we do get a longer-term solution, is stress management. So we're concentrating on good irrigation, good nutrition, good pest and disease control. We've gone from spraying 2 to 3 times per year to 10 to 12 times per year.
Would that affect consumers?
Almost all of our fruit in the Florida industry, and certainly our company, is for juice production. And most of ours goes to Tropicana. And they certainly have their labs and their chemists and their testing. And the government is also testing fruit. So to date, we're well below those maximum contaminant levels. But it is worrisome. And farmers, citrus producers, we don't spray pesticides because we like to. They're expensive. We are on the front line. We have the most exposure to these pesticides. So we're hoping to find other solutions.
So how do you see the future there? I mean, at the moment it looks like this disease can't really be fought successfully.
Up until a year ago, we were cautiously optimistic. We felt like our management strategies were working. They were buying us enough time. The scientists were making good progress in finding a more long-term solution. And then we experienced 10 to 15% fruit drop as an industry. And that brought us back to reality that this is a very serious, it's an industry jeopardizing disease. We're probably looking at industry-wide a 70 or 80% infection rate. And we've got groves of our own in our company that are essentially 100% infected.
So will it affect fruit juice prices?
It will, and that's what's sustaining us right now, allowing us to make these additional sprays and nutritional treatments. As fruit prices are high right now, but it's really worrisome that per capita consumption of orange juice in the United States continues to decline, and these higher fruit prices are only going to accelerate or exacerbate that decline in consumption.
The disease hasn't yet spread to Australia. What are the chances of actually keeping it out of there permanently?
People who say the question is not if but when, that it's inevitable, but certainly the Australian citrus growers will learn and benefit from our experience. They're actively inspecting imports and even business people and tourists, travelers, you know, they're very diligent about warning them not to bring plant material into the country. And I think they have a good chance of keeping this disease out for a long time. But, you know, with international trade and tourism, it may be inevitable, but certainly want to delay it as long as possible. And that will allow these detection tools to be developed so that it can be detected at its earliest stage and those first plants be eradicated.